Officials in Sitka are looking to offload two pieces of vacant city property, and they're hoping the land can be used to develop affordable housing. The city will seek proposals for land along Halibut Point Road that it calls the Old City Shops property. Voters in 2006 approved the land for affordable housing, but there's been little movement on the plan so far. They're also looking at another parcel called the Benchlands. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
It can be difficult to find an affordable place to live in Sitka. How difficult? Well, the federal government has a definition for affordable housing. It says members of a household should not pay more than 30% of their annual income toward housing. But in Sitka, many do.
This is what really is scary to me.
That is John Holst, and he gave the assembly some numbers. In 1990, 22 years ago, about a quarter of the people who rented places to live in Sitka paid more than the federal government said they should.
By the year 2000, it had gone up to 38, and in the year 2010, it was 60%.
So at the start of this decade, a majority of renters in Sitka paid more than the 30% of their annual income just to put a roof over their heads. What's more, Sitka has a rental vacancy rate of 1.2%.
Statistically, 5% is supposed to be a healthy vacancy rate, which allows people to move. At anything close to 1%, people are pretty much locked into where they're living.
Holst is part of an ad hoc committee looking at what the city should do with the Benchlands. That is a collection of land north of town that the city purchased back in 2007. Sitka paid about $3 million for the property and dropped another $10 million to develop it. The hope was to put the land up for sale and make some money in the process, but lately, the city has simply been hoping to break even. In December, the city tried to auction off some lots in the area, but had no takers. Holst's committee came up with seven options for the assembly. They range from the status quo, which is continuing to sell lots in Jacob Circle, to selling all the Benchlands at auction with a minimum bid of $3 million.
Pick a priority that you're comfortable with, and then go down the list one more. Go to the next one that makes you just a little bit uncomfortable, because I think we need to be doing something that is going to change the status quo.
There are pros and cons to each option, of course, in how much control the city has, in how much money it gets back, and in whether the sale creates any affordable housing.
There is no one single simple solution to the affordability thing. I'm convinced of that. I was involved with a lot of that with CETA as well as on the assembly. It was a big push when I was on the assembly to do that. I mean, we hired somebody to do it. And then we didn't listen to them. But the more you decide on what the land development's going to be, the more control you take, the less likely you are going to have somebody that's going to want to come in and do it.
Some assembly members favored option 7, which was to sell the entire Benchlands. The idea of getting the city out of the land development business was appealing, they said. In the end, though, no decision was made, but Holst felt some urgency and quoted something he heard from Assemblymember Bill Payden.
The development on the Benchlands was imminent in 1962.
Holst urged the assembly to do something before the October 2nd municipal election, fearing that a new assembly will put the conversation back at square one.
This is probably as capable or more capable a group of seven people we've had to deal with this issue in a long time.
Well, thank
and
you
I
for
think
that.
You ought
we
to
will
just
then.
Dig into it.
All righty.
If you don't get it done by the election, so be it.
I'll look at our meeting schedule.
The assembly ended up scheduling another meeting to discuss the matter. It takes place September 20th at 5 p.m. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.